Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. Is that better?
I turn it up as loud as I could.
Every week.
Every week he does it.
Every week.
I have to rotate the headset.
He's in charge.
What's happening today with Shin Daddy and Creighton, Bill?
It's a big day. It's the 1 week rehearsal.
No way.
The 1 week rehearsal for Thanksgiving Eve. You know that's the biggest holiday in my mind, and yeah. Steve's kind of taking that over. So this is everybody gets together at 4:44. He's got chairs set up for the meeting. It's very organized. He's got an assignment sheet for the crock pot food. He's got who's going to bring what, what's going to happen. So everyone's seated at 4:44, go over the entertainment, the drinks, the food. There's going to be comedians. They're going to have a turkey pinata. And so they're getting all that stuff. So today is organization day. It's the 1 week out from Thanksgiving Eve. And so he has a meeting today. So they'll have snacks there today, but today is to organize for the big event 1 week.
Late afternoon meeting.
So organizational
meeting. Pretty standard day at the bank then. Yeah,
well, they're getting all the pie orders, so pies are heading out too, remember? So I got a lot of pies.
He had a boxing ring the other day.
What is inside the turkey pinata?
What's that? The standard stuff. It's standard. There'll be small gifts, but usually just candy.
I was just making sure it wasn't crackle. Stuffing.
Actually. Yeah, it wouldn't be stuffing. It would be nice, yeah.
Is there a crackle bar?
There's crackle bars.
Part of the Hershey's assorted.
Crackle
minis.
Bar is the what's
great candy.
The incredible thing about the crackle and the Mr. Good bar is they really only exist in the mini candy bars.
There's no big ones anymore.
That makes that bag super valuable.
Exactly,
I like that.
But when you get a mini crackle, you're excited.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my tail wags when I see that. It's like, oh yeah, this is awesome. But you never just go try to buy a full size Mr. Good bar.
Hard to find them. They exist. Really hard. I've seen them. I've got them, but they're not easy.
I need proof of that.
They're
a full size.
The crackle I think is a lot harder. Harder to find than the good bar.
Yeah. Crackle's flatter. It's flatter.
Yeah.
It is.
We'll find that.
Yeah.
Like when you see the little mini crackle in the Mr. It's because it's red and yellow. So they stand out with color.
Oh, so yes. I like that. You're right. That's right.
They jump out.
Is the crackle, is that in a red?
It's red. Yeah.
It's red.
Yep. So when I was Nestle's younger, Crunch I used to sell blue. Full-sized crackle and good bar. It was like part of scouts or soccer. It's like when you're young and you have to sell this stuff and we're sitting outside the bank asking for a dollar a candy bar. Yeah. People go crazy for candy bars. That is a very easy, and a veteran of having to sell popcorn and all this other stuff, candy bars, easiest thing to sell. Very, very easy.
And if you do it you're there and it's cash right now, that's where you kill it. We've had some come to the door, like they have those boxes. They're kind of the long candy bars.
I'm like,
hey, how about, what do you want one? How about I take 10?
You know what?
Yeah, let's get 10 of those.
You'd go door to door, and we would go door to door for the midget football league.
Mm-hmm. Youth.
Yeah, midget football. We would sell candy bars to pay for the midget football league in Columbus.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure you did.
Who's not going to buy that?
Right. No, exactly.
It's an easy seller.
Yeah, it's like me with the Girl Scout cookies. I mean, there's not... I'll, if they come to the door, if they came to the door 6 days in a row, I'd buy 6 days in a row.
See, Jake, yeah. we did some door to door ourselves.
Yeah. We have Stan in Bennett saying he's seen a king size Mr. Goodbar at the Casey's in Bennett. I'm gonna make a visit.
King size,
yeah, king size Mr. Goodbar.
Take a photo. I feel like king size is now just a regular size.
Yeah,
and they just like made the other one smaller, and now they can charge you more for the king size. That's my candy bar.
So it's a yellow. It's yellow. Bill's right. It's a yellow. It's very distinct yellow wrapping.
Mr. Goodbar. Not a real complicated bar. Chocolate and peanuts. Not a lot. There's not a lot of thought.
It's great. It really is.
Yeah, not a lot of thought going into it. What do you guys think? Well, I think we're going to get some chocolate and some peanuts. And what about, what else? That's it.
That's good.
That's it.
We're going to call it good.
Yeah.
It's great. By the way, the Mike Schaefer Hour is sponsored by our friends Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau. If you have any insurance questions or needs, please call or text Ben at 402-217-9945. Schaefer, this week we heard from Dana Holgorsen for the first time as Nebraska's offensive coordinator following the 28-20 loss at USC. Called out the perimeter blocking, said it was embarrassing by the receivers. What did you think of his initial press conference on Tuesday?
I mean, you kind of enjoy that he comes in and he doesn't necessarily have the same background as all the other coaches, so he can talk a little bit differently. And we know that Dana Holgorsen is probably going to be fairly blunt in his assessment just based on his history. And so he just comes out and he says the same thing that everybody's basically seeing with the perimeter blocking. He said the same thing with the running game, too, which I thought was nice to actually hear someone say it. There have been holes. The running backs just haven't found them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spent a lot of time, and I'm guilty of it too. You talk about the offensive line. You know, we're sitting up there in the press box. Like, you see that there are holes developed, mm-hmm. and Dante Dowdell just misses it, or Emmitt mm-hmm. Johnson just misses mm-hmm. it. And so I appreciated him just kind of putting it out there that, you know, we all see it, but sometimes it's nice to hear the coach actually acknowledge that, yeah, I mean, we have real issues with this.
Yeah, the coaches, yeah. You know, Jake, I hate to change the subject to Tony White, but Tony White also addressed the media. I was struck by Tony White, how self-critical he was. If you go back and listen to it, there's three instances where, in one instance, he said, you know, they came out, certain personnel running the ball, we stoned them, but then they adjusted, and I was really slow to adjust. I was like, I don't know if I'd admit that, but he did.
He very much points the thumb. I mean, if you go back after the Illinois game and that week right after, mm-hmm. he was very critical of himself there. I mean, especially after Indiana, even Ohio State, like Tony White basically isn't going to take a victory lap for holding anybody down points-wise if you don't win the game. If you don't win the game, he still feels like they blew it.
No, and I didn't bring all my materials in here, but they're no longer – they don't even have the numbers of an elite defense anymore. I mean, I don't think they're any better than 20th in any category. I don't – Jake, I'm sorry I didn't bring my stuff
That's
in here.
That's okay.
But in three instances in 10 minutes, he ranged from – in-game adjustments issues on his part to we got to look at what we're doing in practice. I'm like, whoa.
Well, and the wild thing is the defense didn't play well, and yet at the same time they had plenty of opportunities that have nothing to do with coaching, where if guys just are able to,
that's the thing,
to just do especially something the on the field,
especially the second.
Yeah, I mean, especially the second,
right?
There's multiple plays right at the beginning. You get that pick six, and you should be able to get off the field when you have the quarterback chase to the sideline, just chucking it up 35 yards down.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was a mistimed jump, bad positioning, or what it was with Tommy Hill, but that one reception never should happen.
Killed him.
Malcolm Hartzog allowed a few that shouldn't have happened.
No, I know. I always defend Hartzog, but they were targeting him.
Well, you get both. I mean, he leads the team in interceptions, so he's obviously capable.
I love him.
Right. Yep.
And then at the same time, there's, you know, that teams are going to go right at him because of his size.
Well, you have Deuce Robinson split out. You know, he's 6'5"?
6'5".
And you could just sit Bill, I mean, mm-hmm. Coach Sipple in the press box said, well, they're going to Robinson on this play. Mm-hmm. Third down, long, bam, there it is.
I think four or five third downs, they just went right at
so Coach obnoxious. Sipple. I know I'm obnoxious,
Coach
okay?
Sipple.
I know it.
You really are. If you are obnoxious, I enjoy it. Okay. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Incredibly arrogant. But anyway, Schaefer, yeah, that Holgorsen, do you expect to see more change on Saturday?
I've gone back and forth with this. I don't know that I expect a whole lot different from them offensively. One of the areas might be a little bit different personnel wise.
Yeah.
One of my takeaways from the USC game, and you know, I feel somewhat stupid for even saying this, less so after hearing kind of the Rule quote on it, but you know, Janiron Bonner goes and has a pretty good game, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, I haven't really thought about Janiron Bonner in a while.
Three catches, 21 really, yards.
You know, he just appears in these moments, and he comes up with plays. Like, he needs to play more. Okay. Needs to be on the field more. One of the things reliable. I love about him is he gets the ball, he's immediately getting upfield. Yeah. Like, he gets north-south. There's no dancing. There's just a straightforward line, and he's tough.
Oh,
like,
he's
there's
big.
Something about his toughness that I don't think you see with the other wide receivers or pass catchers.
He's
like, this is a guy that if he's 3 yards short and he's going to have to go through contact, he's going through that contact.
Well, let's put it this way, Shave. He played fullback. I don't think you're putting Nayor at fullback anytime soon.
Probably not.
He played fullback.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. His nickname is Wood. He's a tough dude.
Right.
Tough dude.
And so there's a part of me that's like, okay, I want to see more of that. I want to see more, you know, of him on the field. And they had some different stuff with him. They used him better in the spring game. Now, I know that you're going against your own defense and they're not exactly running, you know, but they had some creative stuff they did with him in that game that.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
We really haven't seen much of this season.
So he was a big part of that. They played Borkercher more. Borkercher played 28 snaps. I think that would be the most he's played this year.
That's a lot. Yeah.
28 Borkercher. They played Lindenmeyer more. He bled out of the fray. Made a nice one-handed catch. So yeah, there was some wrinkles. And Dylan, the big thing was the emphasis on Dylan Raiola getting the ball out of his hand quicker. So we'll see if that stuff pays off, cuz I don't know. If they can get to 21, they might win this game. Hell, if they get to 17, they might win this game.
There's a big, like, 17-13 feel to this game. But if you think about it, I mean, that's largely, they went to overtime last year, which kind of pumped the score up a little bit. But
Bill coached at Wisconsin. Bill, what about this number? Wisconsin ranks 88th against the run right
now.
That's
shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's shocking. Defensively, they're not good. Offensively, they're not good.
Wait a second.
Numbers aren't. Yeah. I mean, it looks at what are their numbers on offense?
Not good.
They would kill for 88th.
Right. I think they're 91st, but yeah, they're bad.
But when you're watching it, you're just like, you don't see a player. And now that was against a very good Oregon team. But also, Oregon hasn't just been throttling people down on defense.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I mean, they really haven't been. And they've played good defense, but it hasn't been there. It's not been like, I mean, Boise put 34 on them.
Right.
You know, type of thing. So
what's their quarterback's name? Braden Locke. Yeah. I was shocked by his his numbers, which are bad. Shocked because I didn't know they were as bad as 55% passer with nine touchdowns, nine picks.
They had that three-game stretch of Rutgers, Purdue, Northwestern.
Yeah, blew everything
out. And people talked themselves into Wisconsin being good without remembering how terrible they looked against Western Michigan.
South Dakota.
Yeah, they looked bad against USC and Alabama.
But they didn't look bad against Penn State.
At least the first half. They were ahead at half. They were ahead at half. Threw the pick six. It wasn't. But yeah, they could have hung in there. If they don't throw the pick six, the game probably ends up as a 7-10 point win for Penn State instead of 28-13 or whatever it was. But they did, like Shave said, they caught the schedule. And they caught them also when Rutgers was really down.
Yep.
But, we beat up Purdue. Really? Who hasn't beat up Purdue? Yeah,
And then they just kind of let Northwestern self-destruct. Northwestern has been wont to do.
Purdue's going to win one game this year, their first game. They beat Indiana State. That's going to be a wrap.
Purdue and Northwestern are really bad.
Yeah. I'm talking San Jose State beats them by 40.
Yikes.
Yeah, they would. They really would.
It's been a rough year. I have no argument to that.
Schaefer, do you have any idea who this mysterious player is that Holgerson's referring to?
Yes,
see some playing time
this
on Saturday.
This would be awesome. I enjoy this. I would like this every week. It gets people like there's a little bit of a guessing game to it.
From the press conference.
The first name I thought of, because if I parse through it and I really think too hard on it, it feels like he's talking about a freshman and someone who hasn't played a lot. And so because of that, I would go to Quinn Clark.
Bam!
Is the first person I thought of.
I think that's right.
Bigger bodied wide receiver, a guy that was on the travel roster to go to USC. He's a really good player in high school in Montana. He's someone that I think Nebraska was excited about when they had him on campus where they had him work out at a bunch of different positions because they liked his athleticism. Landed on wide receiver. I just think he's a guy that, when we were talking, you want someone who can provide some physical blocking presence. I think he can do that on the outside. He can go up and get a football. He's a big guy. He's got
6'5", 205.
Big hands, big athletic ability. That was the first name I went to. And then the other obvious one would be Mekhi Nelson because Rule had kind of talked about him.
The running
previously.
Back.
Those are kind of the ones. And then you have Keelan Smith and Isaiah McMorris. But those are kind of the four. And Quinn Clark was the one that I went to.
I'd go to Clark. Clark, 6'5", 205. That's Kenny Clark's son. Kenny Clark was a great running back. Look, he was a little squatty guy. His son is lengthy.
Just a big guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So that might be number 89 that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
89 is the number, I'm pretty sure, in your program, Jay.
Quinn Clark.
Yes. So yeah, that would be interesting if someone materializes in game 11.
Well, and I don't even know. I don't know that it materialized.
Second to last game of the season.
It could just be a thing where you give him some opportunity and you see how he does with it.
Absolutely.
We could be talking about 10 snaps. We could be talking about 25 snaps. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're talking about it more than that.
That's part of the intrigue.
Yeah.
The game is intriguing. It will be close, and it probably will be low scoring. Somebody's going to have to make some plays at the end. That's what it comes down to.
Down to one major thing.
What?
That is, can Fickell get his guys ready to play? We're going to run this play or that play.
But don't you say the same thing about Nebraska?
Yeah, we see the same. It's the same side. But, can they get them ready to play? That's the number one thing.
Damn.
Can they get them ready to play?
Because it's cold and it's tough.
Now, it's on the road. We know they failed against Iowa on the road really bad.
They've been a bad road team.
Nebraska had it struggled a little bit with they went on the road, played incredible against Ohio State. And I say incredible, but obviously they're down to the wire with them. And that was a really good feel after that game, right? That was the vibe around the state was really, really good. Mm-hmm. Then they came to UCLA, and it didn't go so well. So my point is like that. Can Fickell get them out of this thing with the receivers banged up, Wohlers is banged up, and they're coming to Lincoln. Can he get them ready to play? It's all going to be you'll know in the first quarter.
You'll know. You know what you'll know? You know when you'll know. You don't want this if you're a Nebraska fan. They still got a pretty good offensive line. It's not bad. Yeah. If that Tawee Walker's falling forward for five, it's trouble.
Yeah, I think Nebraska's defensive line is usually what you can base a lot of things off of. If they're active early, then I think Nebraska's going to have a good day on Saturday.
Walker's good, not great.
They sleepwalk into it, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, especially if Wisconsin decides just to come in here and try to do like what they did when Riley was the coach and run it every single time.
Yeah.
and bulldoze them. And if they're getting five and they're getting some chunks, it's trouble. And it will be trouble because the fan base will recognize it and not like it. Like, we're getting bullied on our home field again. Wonderful. Was it
2017, they threw it. Hornibrook had a bad pick. They threw it. They ran it 20 straight times to end that game, right?
Yeah.
20 straight or 20 plus straight times they ran to end the game.
Do not let Wisconsin come in here and push you around. Don't let that happen. If I was Rue, I'd tell them that. That's not happening. They're not coming in here and doing the Wisconsin thing to us. All right? 3 yards a carry, 2 yards a carry, not 5, 6, 7. Also, don't let that second string running back beat us.
Feels like a critical you cannot turn the ball over game, or you 100. Really have to limit those, because both of those teams seem susceptible to the really bad offensive decision.
Yeah.
And if either team is able to get a defensive touchdown, similar in that UCLA game.
Locke has thrown an interception in every start he's had.
Yeah.
Get one, get two.
Yeah, he's could made a difference. He's made some errors.
Yeah, he's a little guy. He's a little guy. Doesn't see over
it's
the
all going to come down to this. This
I don't know why I find that part of it funny. Right?
What the head coach gets done. He's a little guy. Do they get you have your team ready to play? It won't be about play calls. It won't be about, we thought we'd do this. We zone blitzed him instead of that. Nope. Do you have your guys interested to play? Damn. And I think that Nebraska is in a much better place than what Wisconsin is.
I hope you're right.
And Wisconsin, like I said, they got Nebraska and they got Minnesota.
I also think Nebraska has to finish the game. I mean, they've been up the last 2 years and they haven't finished off Wisconsin when they've had the opportunity that you're up 14 or you're up, I don't know if it was 10-0 in 22, but you have the opportunity to really kind of put a game away. You got to be able to do that.
That's too. My second theme. If I was the head, you got to finish them.
Yeah,
I mean, don't. It's got to be close. You know that game's going. You got to finish them.
What was your first theme?
Don't let them come in here and push you
there
around.
We go.
Don't the two, do,
do
not.
Do you,
let
do
them.
You start the meeting with that?
If we got two going, themes.
Got two
guys.
Things. Two. Everybody sit down. Hey, guys. Hey, quiet down. Yes. down. I got two things.
I'm telling you right now. I don't know what day it is.
Would Coach Rule bring you in? Would he bring you in? He should think about it.
Should
consider it.
A mental image of Sipple having to stand on a table so he can yell across the.
Everybody can see him?
Yeah.
Who's behind the podium? I can't see him. Get him a stool.
He's up on the table and he's like, I got two things. Two. Everybody. Hey.
You're not going to get pushed around on Saturday.
That's one.
And then we're going to finish the job.
That's it.
That's two.
That's it.
I'll see you later.
Don't do it. Then everyone goes crazy. The place goes nuts. I'm going back to on three.
Who is that guy?
What the whole team did. And they carried you out of the room. It would be incredible. Carried you out of the room across the stadium.
If they win.
I can see it so clearly right now.
If they win, I get the ball.
Yeah, you get the ball.
Yeah. Who is this guy?
I got two things.
Are you back in the locker room after the game?
You're in the locker room after the game. You're surfing across the team. Sipple changes the team. Ben, clip this and send this to the head coach. Clip this and send it to him. Get it to LeBlanc. He'll get it to Rule. Get it to Dennis LeBlanc.
I think I need to go over there on Friday.
Yeah, make it happen tomorrow.
I think it's a Friday.
Friday deal, yes. Yeah. What would you wear? The ticket.
Probably still have it on tomorrow.
It might be the same thing.
Same attire.
I might sleep in my
clothes.
Never
change. When we come back, a Thursday edition of Bills Thrills next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.